Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog, which comes every day. The blog does, Monday through Friday, if you want it to. If you subscribe through RSS, it'll come every day, Monday through Friday. And the newsletter comes by email on Sunday. So we've got two different ways you can allow us to reach out and touch you, which we'll be glad to do. And if you decide you don't want either one of those at some date in the future, you can unsubscribe yourself. Elise Benin is our guest, and we would never unsubscribe from Elise Benin because she's one of the coolest people in our Brain Trust, one of the coolest members. She is the author of Marketing Creative Services Online, also Self-Promotion Online, and the upcoming book, Stop Pushing Me Around. And one of the cool things about Elise is that she's been introducing us to this book, this new book, as she's been going along, as she's been developing it, and we've been talking about that. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to be with you. Good to have you back. And as always, I know that another thing that you do is you help organizations and individuals put their best foot forward in the marketplace, don't you?
I do. I run a company called Marketing Mentor, and it's a six-month one-on-one coaching program, basically, to teach people in the moment how to promote their businesses.
And you've run into people who you consider to be shy people.
Oh, my God, so many shy people.
And there you are, hard by to New York. Where do you find those people?
They're all over.
Even in New York, even in Hoboken.
Especially in New York.
In New Jersey, they got shy people in New Jersey?
Yep, it's true. It's true. It's very interesting. And, you know, the first thing I think to distinguish is between shy and introverted, because a lot of people use those words interchangeably.
And what's the difference?
The difference is that introverted people are people who may be shy but aren't necessarily. They just get their energy from inside or from being alone. Whereas mm-hmm. extroverted people get their energy and are energized by being with other people. But shy people are mostly really uncomfortable and afraid.
Hmm. So an introverted person, an introverted person, I think, might show up. They just wouldn't always contribute.
They may not always contribute.
Whereas a shy person might not show up.
That's true.
Am I correct about that?
I would say that's true.
See, because in other words, you know people who if you invite them to a party, they'll come to the party. They just won't they won't mix a lot and they they'll be there and they'll speak if spoken to, but they'll
find one person to sit and chat with for most of the evening.
Somebody they feel comfortable with,
Or they're the person in, a group discussion who won't say anything until the one, really profound, impactful comment that they make.
And then just like E.F. Hutton, everybody listens.
Exactly.
But then the shy person just won't go.
The shy person either won't go or will go and will be so consumed by imagining what other people are thinking about them that they won't even hear the discussion that's going on.
See, I'm having trouble imagining a small business owner who's shy.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
They are all over the place. And I think, I would say...
Because the reason I say that is, the barriers to entry, the barriers to becoming a small business owner are so immense. I don't see how you could be shy and clear those hurdles.
I would say yes and no. There are certain businesses, though, that are based on a talent or a passion for something.
Some technical skill.
Technical skill or creative skill.
Mm-hmm.
And the person decides, this is what I'm going to work at. But they have no, business training or business skills and, somehow kind of limp along making a living at it. but partially only limping along because beyond the business skills, what they also don't have is, you know, an ability to interact with other people.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to do their work. And I work with a lot of people like that, designers and writers and, you know, IT people, usability professionals. They're all kind of renowned for just wanting to do their work and not be bothered by people.
Yeah, and I can see IT people that. In fact, I've been in a lot. I've met a lot of IT people that I never thought of them as shy. I just thought of them as, you know, IT. that's its own personality, Elise, as
mm-hmm.
you know. As you know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't think of them as shy. Okay, So are we going to focus on those people and try to help them, or focus on people who are not shy and how to deal with those folks?
I don't know. You decide.
Well, let's talk to the folks who... Someone out there is listening and saying, yep, that's me. I'm shy. And, you know, I don't like being around all those people. I like being alone. I don't mind... you know what? Do you think shy people... like being alone? Do you think, like an introvert, or do you think that they would rather not be alone or you know, so quiet? And they would like to go to parties, but they don't know what to do when they get there. Or they'd like to contribute, like to be around other folks, but they don't really know how.
I think the latter. I think they would like to, but don't know how.
Okay. Whereas an introvert is just happy as a clam not going if they don't
yeah.
want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Happy keeping their own company.
Mm-hmm. I would say that. And the thing that's interesting to me about shy people is that they seem to be quiet, but they're not really. There's a lot of activity and chatter going on in their head.
Still waters run deep, huh?
Yes and no. But what I mean is this chatter, this is what I was talking about before, where they're thinking about and worried about how other people perceive them or saying the wrong thing or...
Right.
Somehow, one thing that amazes me, so many of them say, I just don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know what to say. When you introduce yourself, I just don't know what to say. And so there's a chapter, the last chapter in the book is basically a catalog and a listing of all different kinds of situations and what you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Just ideas.
Well, you know, I think I've interviewed shy people on my show before,
yeah.
especially small business owners that we've met, like small business winners,
mm-hmm.
and I felt when we first spoke to them about being on the show that they were shy, but the way I got them to agree to be on the show was to say, I will never ask you anything you don't already know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they knew that going in, or they believed me when I told them that. Stand by. When we come back, I'm going to ask Elise if shy people are self-conscious about the way they look. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Elise Benin, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, now in our eighth year with Elise. Later in the year, Elise, we got an eight-year anniversary coming up. How about that?
I'll eat cake.
Well, I'll have to come to Hoboken. We'll have to do the show up there on our eighth anniversary or something.
Yeah.
Elise, and give us the website, please. Tell us how we can find you.
Yes, it's www.marketing-mentor.com. And I also have another site, which is kind of a backlog of articles I've written, called theartofselfpromotion.com.
That's the one that you first heard us talking about way back, folks, those of you who've heard Elise for many years on the show. Marketing-mentor.com, right?
Yes.
And that's how they can find out about you and contact you if they want you to help them either get out of their shyness or maybe not get out of it, but just learn how to deal with it so they can be more successful.
Yes, and that's also where they can sign up for my email newsletter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, be sure to do that. And the book is going to be out when?
June or July.
Okay, and we're going to launch it on this show. Of course, we've actually been launching it for a few weeks now. Elise, are shy people self-conscious about their looks?
I think so. I think they're self-conscious about everything, actually.
But, I mean, do you think that maybe they are shy because, you know, if they didn't have a negative image about their looks, and many times unjustifiable, by the way, I might say, the people that I've known, then do you think that's could be the single thing that's holding them back?
No.
Okay. You think it's never just that?
No, I think it isn't just that. And what I hear most is what I was saying before. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Their mind goes blank.
So when I walk up to somebody and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" that's a pretty kind of a tip off that I'm not shy, right?
No, not necessarily.
Oh,
you could be trying to hide it.
and doing a pretty good job too, right?
That's right. Well, that's the thing. Okay, so here's one of the points of the book is that it doesn't really matter how you feel. I really think it doesn't matter. If you can get beyond that and just do something different momentarily, you might have a different experience. So if I were a shy person and I decided I'm going to experiment and do something different, I'm going to attend an event, and I'm going to introduce myself to the first person I meet.
Now, is this what you're recommending?
That is one of the things I'm recommending, actually.
Yeah. Isn't this like an impossibility for them, some of them? I mean,
here's the thing. It requires a shift in the way you think about it, but really there are lots of little teeny things you can focus on to help other people initiate conversations with you. You don't have to be the one to, you know, automatically say, "All right, I'm going to do everything different." You can, for example, most people don't focus on their name tag, what they put on their name tag.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give enough information or interesting information on your name tag, people at a networking event will notice and ask you what it means. And that relieves you of the burden of introducing yourself to other people.
Well, you know, at least, see, I think shy people ought to corner the market at networking events, because one of the best ways to network is to let other people talk.
Yes.
I mean, it's the extrovert who doesn't get any business because he doesn't let anybody else tell them about themselves. He's so busy, or she's so busy telling the other people about him or her.
It's true.
And the shy person could sit there and just soak up all this information and say a few things when they want to. I mean, a networking event could play perfectly into the hands of a shy person.
You would think so, but it doesn't seem to work that way.
Okay.
Because they can't get themselves into that conversation in the first place. For example, they don't appear to be open, so people who want to talk don't approach them. And that kind of goes back to what we were saying before the break about how shy people are perceived. They're perceived as arrogant. They're perceived as cocky.
Right.
They're perceived as snobs.
Do they come across that way? And if they do, is that a defense mechanism?
Absolutely. And they probably don't even know they come across that way.
Right.
And then so they wonder why nobody's talking to them.
And it compounds the problem because now they think they're being ostracized.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they feel out of place.
So I got a minute. How do we fix this? Fix this in 1 minute now.
Well, I guess my point to start would be to focus on other people, just to try to take your focus outside and be curious. I have a whole chapter called How to Be Genuinely Curious, and the subtitle of that chapter is Just Because You're Quiet Doesn't Mean You're Listening.
I'm going to try something new. Next time I go somewhere, I'm going to say, "Hi, I'm Jim. I'm shy." What do you think?
I like that idea.
What would be wrong with the shy person saying, "Hello, I'm Elise. I'm shy."
Or this is my first time here, or, you know, kind of opening with what we might call vulnerability.
Yeah, or say, hi, this is my first time here. Would you adopt me? At least give us the website again, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
I'm really enjoying this series we're doing, and you're opening our eyes to a lot of things that we probably hadn't thought about before. Thank you for doing this, and we'll see you next time.
My pleasure.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise. Quick break. Right back with Annabelle Dodd. We're going to talk about the future of telecommunications. 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.